What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fan Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Crowley, Doran, Callis here with you as we draw closer to the end of what is usually the slowest sports week of the year, and it hasn't felt all that slow. We're just flying through this puppy, buddy.
We're moving.
We are moving and grooving.
Yes, we are.
Oh, why'd I do that? Pat Bostic going to join us today from 7 o'clock until 9. Very excited about that. Haven't seen Pat in a while. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thursday. Closer to Friday. Cows, how you doing?
I'm in a not great mood anymore.
Oh, for God's
sakes.
What
happened now?
I don't think Crowley likes me anymore.
It's because I blew my nose in his studio while I was doing a show.
Did you get upset?
I did.
And why do you think that he doesn't like you anymore?
Because he would do something like that.
And do you think his brain wasn't turned on yet?
But he blew his nose and then he was like, oh, heck, wow.
Actually, you know what? I didn't blow my nose. I was looking for tissue and it was not in there. And I went, what the heck? And you were on the air, and then you turned around all mad, and then I said, heck!
Very unprofessional by him.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not what you're supposed to do, but would it ruin my mood if he came in here and screamed, what the heck, while we were doing a show? No, I'd forget about it 10 seconds later.
No, you wouldn't.
What do you mean?
No, you would not.
You know what? I'll tell you what.
You got to have a short memory.
I want everyone to remember this morning, and you're not going to see it coming, but I'm going to do something to you or orchestrate something to you. And we'll see how you react.
You're going to orchestrate something to me.
Yeah, because if I did it, you might see it coming. But I know a bunch of people in this building.
Huh. You're going to orchestrate something.
Oh, man.
I'm shaking in my boots.
You better have your head on a swivel.
I am terrified.
Sneak a peek.
Oh, no. What is he going to do? Is that why you're in a bad mood? If that's why you're in a bad mood,
I actually was feeling really good this morning. Like, I woke up a little earlier. I got here a little earlier. I've been telling everybody I've started to get into the routine. I feel like I've been doing, you know, better at the show as well. That particular show, I was very nervous when I first started it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've been working here 5 days a week now consistently, I've gotten the promotion. I'm like, you know what? I feel better. I finally gotten into a routine. I've been napping regularly. I've been balancing my other job very well. And then you just scream out, what the heck, while I'm doing a show. And
I feel like we need to get a little mentally tougher.
Yeah.
If we're going to let that change our mood, I think we need to look in the mirror a little bit there, Callis.
It was unprofessional by Crowley, but also
you
need some thicker skin.
Yeah.
Can't let that rattle you.
That's like the fifth time he's done it, though.
That's never happened before.
The fifth time?
He's come in here and he's made noises while I'm on the show.
You think he's doing it on purpose at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I go in there, I get a pen, and I get a highlighter as I anxiously await the reads we don't get until like 6:30 anymore.
Mm. Where's your shirt pocket today for those highlighters?
It's right here. Why is that funny? I got a pocket in my shirt. It's just a fact. You're dressed up like you're going to go golfing with Joe Starkey today. Is that what's happening?
It's true.
That's exciting.
I believe Chris Mahler's going to be there as well.
Ooh.
Look at you guys. Wow.
Top Golf?
Shooters?
I know it's not shooters.
Now we're gonna get in trouble as we guess every.
Of course.
No, yeah. it is Topgolf. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What time?
Because the Royal Troon's today. It's during a show, 10 to 2.
Yeah, Royal Troon's going on right now.
I might have to stop down. That's right by my house.
All right.
I have never done that. Topgolf. Is it fun?
We
got to be. Yeah, of course it's fun. Yeah. Everybody should go out and see Joe.
Yeah. Do you want to go see Joe today?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
Of course not. Yeah.
No, I don't want to go see Joe today. I saw Joe yesterday, and he's still Joe.
He's still Joe.
He's the
what
same
about Mueller?
Guy.
He shot, what, a 88?
88.
At Oakmont?
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
It is different, though, whenever you're golfing, you do have a caddy. They help you out a lot, especially caddies there. They know the course very well. Every time I've had a caddy, I've played really good golf because they know your swing. They know everything. They know the course.
So. Yeah.
That's probably your best version of golf, and that is a really good score, though.
He did much worse than that the first time, didn't he?
Usually, yeah.
Now he's playing Oakmont once a month, it feels like. Wasn't it just last month?
I think so. He's big time.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go play Oakmont.
I would love to have Ben Tenuta and we go play Oakmont just to see your actual true score.
250?
Probably 200.
Yeah.
Like your true score. Like
yeah.
You're not capping.
No.
You're just going out there and you're playing 18 holes.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
I'd be down to do that. Obviously, I'd love to play Oakmont, but I'd be down to do that for a bit because it would be.
That would be great. Like you can't, I mean, but we probably would not be able to do that because the members, there's a certain pace you have to keep up with.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't be able to be out there too long, but we could cap each shot at like 10 or 8.
Well,
you're probably getting that on every
hole. I would get it on every hole. Every hole.
So 8 times what?
If we capped it at 10, I might shoot under 10. But if we capped it at 8, I don't know how many times I'd be getting
it
under 8.
It's a very hard course.
Yeah.
Very hard. If you capped it, I mean, you definitely aren't getting under 150. I know that.
No chance. If I went to Lebo tomorrow, I would shoot a 115. I haven't picked up a golf club. This season I haven't played.
I don't, yeah, you haven't.
No, not one time.
What the hell?
That scream. That scream. Did you get him earlier or something? Is that why Bubba just busted in here?
So I know that
he's dancing outside the window.
That was Bubba from 100.7 Star. I know Bubba. He has a little bit of downtime before their show. It gets really hot and heavy at 6 a.m. And so he'll be getting coffee and he listens to us because it'll be blaring throughout the place. I bet you he heard that Callis was disrespected, and I think that was him helping Callis get his revenge.
I had no idea who that was. It didn't startle me one bit, though, which is weird.
Well, you could see the door.
I was looking at you. I had no idea. I just saw the door open up, and I just heard a loud noise.
When I post that on Twitter today, you're going to look at your face.
Yeah, I wound up really losing that whole deal there.
That was a real scream. That was a real, like, that's how
at least it was
scream.
Masculine.
Jeez. That was a real scream.
It frightened me.
You turned and you just screamed into the table. You're just like, ah!
It actually frightened me. I felt the fear come from my toes all the way up and then out my mouth.
Wow.
That really scared me. My wife does that from time to time. She'll just jump out of closets and...
I used to do that to you all the time.
Yeah, and I scream. Stopped. I scream most
wow.
of the time.
I
yeah.
can't believe that.
That really got me.
I can't believe that scream just came out of you. Like, that's how you would scream if, like, something was going down.
Callis, can you just pull that as soon as possible? Because I feel like we need to just make fun of me.
Oh, man. Before we do that, I have some interesting news to share.
Oh?
About an anniversary today.
Yes.
You might not have seen it yet, but it's the 16-year anniversary of probably, arguably, one of the best movies ever made.
16 years.
You take a guess.
Summer movie.
Yes.
Oh, man, I heard it from the next room. Oh, it's so bad. 16 years ago, a summer movie. What's the genre?
I think that would give it away.
Okay. We'll give it away. Give me the genre, because I'm not going to get it. We
superhero.
All know.
Superhero.
Oh. Was it the first Avengers? Was it Iron Man?
No.
Dark Knight.
Yes, sir. 16 years ago today.
Dang.
I remember going to the theaters. I went to the theaters like 5 times.
Did you do the midnight thing?
Yes, I did.
Me too, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I can't believe that was 16 years ago.
Holy cow.
I remember that movie coming out and being like, what did I just watch? Like this, like, cause just knowing like the Michael Keaton Batman, like what's Batman now? Like,
it was the best super movie of all time.
Oh my God.
It might still be.
Yes. I mean, it was unbelievable. The performances of everybody in that movie, and especially obviously the late Heath Ledger. I mean, I got his face tattooed on me. That's how much I love that movie.
Heath Ledger is not on screen a whole ton.
Mm-mm.
And when I'll go back and rewatch, I get somewhat depressed when he leaves the screen, because you know we've seen it so many times now. You know the next time he's gonna come, oh, I gotta go ledgerless for a while here.
Mm-hmm.
Bale did a great job in that movie.
He did. Yes, he did. Michael Caine, who was Alfred, very great, underrated performance.
Oh, he was so good.
Very good.
Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Very good.
Your plan is to blackmail him. Good luck.
Can you do a Michael Caine?
I'd have to hear him real quick.
Yeah.
He's like Australian.
Yeah.
Like accent.
Yeah.
Mr. Wayne.
He's very good.
Yes, he's very good.
They're all good. If not for Ledger, I feel like the rest of the cast would get more,
mm-hmm.
more critical acclaim.
Mm-hmm.
But Heath was so mother bleeping good in that movie. What a shame.
Yep. He fell into that character.
Yes.
And it ultimately, you know, I mean, that's the stories. I don't, you know, allegedly, like, that's kind of
right.
what drove him to, you know, the end. But that, I couldn't imagine having to get into the, what is it called whenever they're in character? Like
method acting.
Method acting.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being a method actor. And I think that if I was an actor, I would be a method actor. But to play a role like that and to get, like, so deep and so dark and just stay like that for months and months at a time. Oof. Man.
Yikes.
Could spin you out of control.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's play it.
What the hell?
They keep that forever.
What the hell?
Son of a gun.
What the hell?
That scream. Come on.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Ah, jeez. It's going to get played on every show today, and it's not.
Send it to Bubba.
I couldn't have gone, ooh. It had to be,
What the hell?
Oh, man. That's funny. Why that scream?
I don't know. Now I'm trying to play and it won't play.
Yeah. What the hell?
That could be like the new Wilhelm scream. Stormtrooper gets shot.
What the hell?
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. That is so embarrassing.
Oh, here they come.
We have it right here. Just come in here.
Did you hear that? Come on in.
That is a woman screaming.
Mel is here too.
I need the audio.
Oh, I can also send it to you.
Please email it to me. Yes. I need that audio. Listen,
what made you do that?
Because I was listening. I was running late for work. I was behind, and you guys are such an amazing, talented morning show that I listen to you on my commute when I'm running late because you start your show before we start our show. And I heard you giving such a hard time for the young man behind the glass for what the heck. And you were like, oh, get thicker skin. You'll be okay. So I wanted to see how thick your skin was. Scaredy cat?
Yeah, not thick at all.
What is that
paper
scream?
I don't know.
What, is
I
it on
know.
Video, though? Do you have the video of it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's
the
video.
The video, I want, in fact, do you have slow motion technology? Because if you slow down that video, that literally is your viral moment. Congratulations, yes. And you're welcome. Good night.
Yes.
That split second, if you put that online in slow motion, that video will be the number one video in the United States of America.
We're doing it.
By the end of the day.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
And once again, you're welcome.
I peed a little bit.
Yes, you did.
You peed a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Scaring people is my favorite thing in the world.
Same here. Same here. I can't believe that came out of you. Well, actually, I can't believe it.
That's what I sound like at the end of lovemaking.
I'm about to.
The last thing my wife heard before we conceived our daughter. And Bubba was there. It was really weird. Bubba was just there in the corner. He's surprised by the whole thing. Sounds like Michael Jackson. And here's, honestly,
don't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine.
For everybody listening out there, and we're getting tweets right now of everybody laughing so hard. That was a true Crowley being scared scream. Like, there was no faking in that. You had no idea he was popping in. Your back is to the door. I saw him last second. I didn't know whether to get scared because I'm too tired right now to even think. So I saw your face, and you had, like, you just lost it. That was real.
Oh, yeah.
That was real.
Oh, yeah. And here's what I really don't like is now I'm a target. Now it's not, like, that's not the last time that's going to happen.
No.
And so I have to have my head on a swivel at all times, and I've got to be mentally prepared for this. I've got to keep my eyes peeled. One of my favorite expressions, keep your eyes peeled. I like that one.
Kallus, how does it feel that now you have people that have your back, though?
That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
I thought you would have learned by now not to cross me too much.
Well, yeah, you didn't orchestrate it.
That just proves that people have my back and I don't even have to, like, implore mm-hmm. them to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that proves.
People are
you just
sick
proved
of
that
it.
I have, like, supporters.
They're sick of it. They're sick of you just dissing Kallus.
Go on YouTube, Kallus, if you could. First of all, I want to ask, is your mood better now?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Yeah. All right, well, for that, I'm happy about. Someone texted in and said, Crowley screams like goats.
Yeah.
So if you want to find a goat scream, we can compare. We could do the side by side. Someone texted in, Crowley sounded like Jonah Hill and accepted.
Sounds a good movie.
I love that
me
movie.
Too. Me
That's
too.
A great. Ask me about my wiener. That's a great movie.
Good movie.
It sounds like a woman screaming and covering up after someone walked in on her in the shower. No, it doesn't.
I feel like it's getting funnier. It's getting funnier the more we play it. Oh, man.
What else we got going on today?
Oh.
The new Hawk 2, what people are calling it. I don't think so. I don't think we're going to go that far.
What the?
Ah! Here, I got some.
Hit it.
Oh, my God.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.